Jumbo, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Safari Mike on here on Radio Harambe. Today we're going to talk about gorillas, but before we do that, I just want to direct your attention to our Tee Public store, where you can buy t-shirts and hoodies and mouse pads and mugs and all that kind of stuff on all the designs we have come up with. We've released some new ones based upon some eateries like Tusker House and Restaurantosaurus. But if you go back, you'll see one on the Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail, for example, although in our case, it's called the Pangani Forest Trail to reflect the old terminology for the exhibit. And I know when I wore that particular shirt on the Pangani Forest Trail, or the Gorilla Falls Forest Trail, the cast members loved it. But anyway, go on there on our Tee Public store. You can get them, get links to it on our social media. On X, it's at Jumbo Everyone, and on Instagram, it's Safari_Mike or Disney's Animal Kingdom. Click on the link, and every dime we make goes to conservation. We have recently donated to the World Land Trust in helping to preserve the mountain forests of Colombia. We did that because Disney very well may be having a new exhibit or new land based upon that area of the world, as it might replace, of course, Dino Land, that's been a constant topic in Disney circles on social media and the like. We will see more as the months go on. Probably hear something at D23 in August. But for now, we still have Dino Land, but we just donated to the World Land Trust to help preserve that endangered area of the world. Now, if you make any purchases going forward for the next few months, we will be donating to GRACE. GRACE, of course, is the Gorilla Research and Education Center in Africa. It was named after Diane Fossey, who, of course, we all know in Gorilla in the Mists movie and Sigourney Weaver and all that, was famous for her early research on the mountain gorilla. So we will be making donations to GRACE. That is a Disney Conservation Fund itself has made several donations to GRACE, including recently on a recent episode, news episode, I discussed how the Disney Conservation Fund was donating to leading women in the field of conservation. One of those women that were received a grant works at GRACE. So go check out that episode of Radio Harambe. Go check out our website or our Tee Public store. Go buy yourself a Pangani Forest Trail shirt. Wear it at the parks and know that a little bit of money is going to help preserve gorillas. And because we are starting to talk about the preservation of gorillas, I decided to do a little bit about gorillas, although in this case, we will be talking about the Western Lowland Gorilla. So why the Western Lowland Gorilla? That is because that's the one you'll actually see in the Gorilla Falls exhibit. Gorillas are, of course, the largest ape in the world, larger than chimpanzees and orangutans and the like. However, the Western Lowland is the smallest of the four subspecies. And there are four. The Western Lowland Gorilla can be found throughout sort of the Congo River Basin from Cameroon and the Central African Republic, Angola, Nigeria. There's actually another subspecies that's closely related to the Western Lowland Gorilla, and that's called the Cross River Gorilla. And there are only several hundred of the cross rivers left. Their population has decreased by at least 60% in the last 20 to 25 years, mostly from poaching, but also due to habitat loss and various diseases. The cross river was never a large population of gorillas, and they've only recently been separated from the Western Lowland Gorilla to make its own fourth subspecies. There's also the Eastern Lowland Gorilla that is found in Rwanda and Uganda. They're also sometimes called the Growers Gorillas. There are only about only several thousand of them left in the wild. they are more closely related to the mountain gorillas of Diane Fossey fame. And there are only about 700 mountain gorillas left in the world. All gorillas are endangered, critically endangered, really. The most populous being the Western lowland gorilla, where there are, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 left in the wild. If you see a, they are still endangered, though, due to human hunting and habitat destruction. They are hunted for souvenirs. I mean, they used to get the, they used to make ashtrays out of male gorilla hands, for example. But they were often hunted for bushmeat, particularly where there's a lot of violence in that part of the world, a lot of revolution, a lot of civil wars. So between habitat destruction and hunting, even the Western lowland gorilla, which numbers in the thousands, hundreds, or near over 100,000, I should say, is critically endangered. If you see a gorilla in a zoo, it is a Western lowland gorilla. None of the other species have been able to be kept in zoos. They have tried to keep mountain gorillas in zoos, but it has just unfortunately failed miserably. So the Western lowland gorilla is the only one found, and it is what you will see at the Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail. Now, the Western lowland gorilla are, as I said, shorter than the other subspecies of gorillas, and they have short, thin, grayish-black hair, although sometimes it can turn to almost a brownish color. Infants, unusually, on the Western lowland gorilla actually have a white tuft of hair on their rump. This lasts until they're about 4 years of age. And the reason for that is that it's easier for the mother to keep track of the infant when he has that little tuft of white hair. Of course, we all know what silverbacks are, and there are several at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Silverbacks are called that because the hair on the back of a large male who is dominant in the group is silver. Western lowland gorillas have more pronounced brow ridges, and their ears are smaller than the subspecies. Like other primates throughout the world, the fingerprints of a gorilla is unique. However, gorillas also have unique nose prints too, which is different than other primates. Like all gorillas, males are significantly bigger. In Western lowland gorillas, there's the silverback, and he can be anywhere in the neighborhood of 300 to 500 pounds. Females are significantly smaller, being only about 150 to 200 pounds, and males stand about 6 feet tall, with females being a foot or so shorter than that. They are found, as I said, throughout the Congo Basin. However, they are likely now extinct in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where there has been a civil war for numerous years. Gorillas live in groups, just like they do at the Disney's Animal Kingdom. In the wild, their range is about 9 to 14 square miles. They kind of move slowly throughout that exhibit, maybe traveling less than a mile per day. Their range. In the exhibit, however, because food is readily available, they don't move around all that much, and the area that they have is more than sufficient, because in the wild, if there's food in the area that they're in, they won't move from it anyway. So it does keep a gorilla from spreading out over its big range. And again, 14 square miles is really not that big compared to other animals who have territories. Gorillas can, in the wild, live to be about 30 or 40. However, in captivity, where they have veterinarian care, they have been known to, many of them have lived well into their 50s. Scientists have figured out that they've had about 22 different vocalizations. And in the wild, they all appear to have their own meaning. So in essence, the Western lowland gorilla has a very rudimentary language. Gorillas are herbivores. They eat plant life, which is why they sort of have a beer belly, as it takes a lot of plants to give the nutrients to sustain in animals, particularly of the size of the gorilla. It is also why you sometimes see them regurgitating their food and re-eating it. That's because it is so hard to digest green leaves and stems and things like that, that the animal will sometimes regurgitate, chew it up some more, and swallow it back down. You may see that in the exhibit. It may look gross, but it is actually part of their natural existence. Groups can be up to 30 animals. However, Western lowland gorillas, compared to some of the other gorilla subspecies, typically have smaller groups. They average about 5, and this will contain the silverback, maybe one or two blackbacked younger males, and a couple of females. When they have young, obviously the groups are a little bit bigger. There are also bachelor groups. You see this shown. You see this actually in Disney's Animal Kingdom, where the separate exhibit of just a couple of males, and this also occurs in the wild, where adult males will leave their family group, go out on their own, or hook up with other displaced males, and kind of hang on the periphery of the territory of a silverback and his group, waiting for that silverback to either pass away from age, or they will fight him for the rights to control that family group. While gorillas are very peaceful and not aggressive, this is the one exception to that rule when a bachelor male moves into a territory and tries to take over the established territorial group. Unfortunately, and this may sound a little violent, if there are young, very small young in that family group, when a new male takes over, he will sometimes kill the babies, the infants, so that the females become who were breastfeeding at the time will become ready to mate and produce his own young sooner than otherwise would have happened. Members of the group will nest. So you will, in the wild, see gorilla nests. The big males and the females, adults, will nest on the ground using leaves and branches to sort of build a little bed. Young juveniles will do that up in the trees where they are more active up in the trees, not only to avoid because they are small and can, but it also helps them avoid predators. Well, I hope you learned a little something about the Western Lowland Gorilla. So next time you're at the Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail, you'll have a little bit of this knowledge with you. I want to thank you and again direct your attention, because now we are donating to GRACE, the Gorilla Research and Education Center in Africa. Every dime that we get, we send to conservation, and now we are going to start getting some money together to help gorillas, which are, of course, as I said at the beginning of this, all of them are critically endangered. I'd like to thank you for your time. I hope you listen to future episodes. Kwaharini, and go well.